Daf Samach Zayin Amud Peis, and then we'll see if we can move a little bit forward, Samach Ches, and then back to Samach Vav. There's so many sugyas that are all interrelated here. We first start with Rav Huna, which is in the middle of the page, and Rav Huna, Isha Chofefes B'Echad B'Shabbos, and he goes on and on to separate the Chafifa from the Tevila. He gets to the point where he can separate the Chafifa from Echad B'Shabbos all the way to Chamishi B'Shabbos. And how does he know such a thing? After all, we're going to see soon in Mitzvah Hashem on Daf Samaches that the rule is Samach L'Tvila Chafifa, that the Chafifa should be right there next to the Tvila. And the answer is that he has situations in which it's impossible otherwise.
Sorry, it's impossible what?
It's impossible otherwise. What does that mean, it's impossible otherwise? Let's take, for example, the case of a woman whose tevila should be on Motzi Shabbos, and it happens to be that Motzi Shabbos is Yontif. If that be the case, then there's no possibility of doing the Chafifa on Motzi Shabbos, because Chafifa involves violation of Yontif. So we're going to have already a separation of a day, and then if you add another day of Yontif, you can add another day. So let's say you have Shabbos and then 2 days of Yontif consecutive. Rav Huna gives the example of Rosh Hashanah. Then the Chafifa is going to take place on Erev Shabbos. The Tevila is going to be postponed until Motzei, the second day of Yontif. That's 3 full days later. So Rav Huna says, you see that, therefore clearly that you can separate the Chafifa from the Tevila all of 3 days. And that's what he allows. However, the Gemara quotes Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, you know what? Rav Huna, I can grant your argument in the case of Lo Efshar. In those situations where it's impossible to do the Chafifa on the Leil Tevila, because the Leil Tevila is on Shabbos, it's on Yontif. But in a case of Efshar, where the Leil Tevila is during a weekday, is on a weekday, then there's no reason why we should separate the Chafifa from the Tevila. And therefore, the Chafifa should be, in a case of Efshar, Balayla. In other words, right before she goes to Tevila, she should do the Chafifa. How do we paskin? So the Gemara quotes here on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the page, Dorash Mereimar Hilchasa Kirav Chizda. We don't accept the harchaka of Chafifa from Tevila, except for those cases where it's impossible otherwise. And then Mereimar adds Rav Yemar. What did Rav Yemar have to say? Rav Yemar had to say that even in the case of 2 days of Yontif following Shabbos, which would make the separation between the Chafifa of Erev Shabbos and the Tevila of Motzi Yontif Sheni a 3-day separation, even in that case we do not accept the opinion of Rav Huna, and for that matter of Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda in the case of Lo Efshar accepted Rav Huna. But in such a case, the Chafifa will have to take place Balayla of Motzei Yontif Sheni. And that's what Mereimar says, Kiramitareitz Rav Yemar, which means that the maximum separation between the Chafifa and the Tefillah would be 2 days and not 3 days, even in case of lo efshar. So when it's efshar, the chafifa should take place immediately before the tefillah, and there's no separation whatsoever. And that's called Hilchas Sakir Rav Chisda, that if it's efshar, then there's zero tolerance for hachokas chafifa mitvila.
Rav Chisda doesn't hold for the shash of that she'll be rushing.
Okay, that's what we're going to come to in just a minute, Alan. Very good point. But I'd rather see it inside, and then we'll, okay, if you don't mind, then we'll. Oh, but what about a case where Hodlel Tvila is on Yontif? Correct? Then in such a case, we will allow for a separation of 2 days, up to 2 days, but not not 3 days.
So, that means that if it's Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, right? Not Shabbos, Rosh Shabbos, followed by Rosh Hashanah.
Shana.
So, she's supposed to go Friday, or Saturday night. She can't go Friday. She does the Chafifa Erev Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos, that's fine.
So the first night, if it's Erev Shabbos, she can go. If it's Motzei Shabbos, Erev Yontif, she can go.
Right.
Now the problem is the third night?
Correct.
So it's the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and
exactly,
she says you can't go. Even though she can.
She can't go to Mikvah, but she can't do the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, she'll have to do the Chafifa on
Sunday night.
Motzei Yontif, exactly. Okay.
Rosh Hashanah can't
come on. Right, we have Lo Adu Rosh, but we're going back to the, you know, back to the time of the Gemara when it was Kiddush Al-Pi Ri.
Okay.
Fine. Now that's what I call Samach Zayin Amid Beis. Then we fast forward to Samaches Amid Aleph. And here we have a whole nother story. Because the Gemara quotes Ravin, who he was a carrier of an igeres from Rabbi Yochanan, and according to Rabbi Yochanan's igeres, isha lo tachuf bi erev Shabbos v'titbol b'motzoi Shabbos. We're not talking about a motzoi Shabbos that's yontif. We're talking about a motzoi Shabbos that's chol, a classical Saturday night. And yet Rabbi Yochanan insists, quoted in this Igeres, that we have to implement the principle of tekef lechafifa tefila, and if the chafifa will be if the chafifa will be on Erev Shabbos and the tefila Motzei Shabbos, that's unacceptable. Why? Because of the rule that Rabbi Yochanan formulates, take of l'chafifa tevila. So what do we do in such a case where the tevila is Motzei Shabbos? Says Rabbi Yochanan, the chafifa has to be on Motzei Shabbos as well. However, there's an interesting language here in the Igeres. The Igeres says, "Utmea al atzmecha heich chofefes bayom v'toveles balayla." Now, there are two ways of reading that. One way of reading that is that, you know what, I would advocate in favor of chafifa b'erev Shabbos, except for the following problem: that the tefillah is going to take place not on Leil Shabbos in this case, but on Motzei Shabbos. Meaning, the Tom al Atzmecha here is on the Harchaka, not on the Chafifa Bayom. When he says Hei Chofefes Bayom, he doesn't mean Chafifa Bayom per se is objectionable. What he means is chafifa bayom is exceptional, is unacceptable if the tefillah will be both on the following laila, not the following laila, but the following laila, meaning not the Leil Shabbos, but Motzei Shabbos, because that creates a harchaka between the tefillah the Chafif of Yom and the Tefillah of Motzei Shabbos. And that's why I think Rashi is learning here. Take a look at Rashi. V'tamal atzmecha, four lines down from the top of Samaches. Heich isha v'chule. Hare b'koshi hitiru laharchik chafifasa mitfilasa kolkach. Now when Rashi uses that phrase, b'koshi hitiru, what does that sound like?
Yeah, it wasn't the first choice,
but it was a choice. You know what I'm saying? You can look at this from two sides of the coin.
I don't understand something. I'm sorry. If her Zman Tefillah is Motzei Shabbos, why are we talking about Chafif Erev Shabbos?
Oh. Why are we talking about Chafif and Erev Shabbos? Why does Rabbi Yochanan have to write?
In other words, if it's just Stam and Motzei Shabbos and it's not a Yom Tov after that, but wait till Shabbos is over, do Chafif, go to
the exactly.
What's the big deal?
So it seems that if Rabbi Yochanan objected to the Chafif of Erev Shabbos with the Tefillah on Motzei Shabbos because of the principle of Samach LaChafif Tefillah, it would sound like, and tell me if you see my logic here, that had the Tefillah been Leil Shabbos rather than Motzei Shabbos,
it
would have been okay. And maybe that's what Rashi means here when he says, "Hare b'koshi hitiru laharchik chafifasa mitfilasa kol kach," meaning in the classical case where the Leil Tefillah is on Shabbos, on Friday night, I meant to say. And Rashi is saying that the chafifa should be on Erev Shabbos, but b'koshi hitiru. Now, if Bekoshi Tiru, in that scenario, where the Tefillah is on Leil Shabbos, why would they go through this Koshi? Why did they bother implementing the Chafifa of Yom, meaning of Erev Shabbos, when it's Bekoshi Hitiru? Because you're already separating the Chafifa from the Tefillah. So that's what Rashi, I think, is answering in the next half of this Rashi. He says, Ela Mishum, the ichafafa b'leil tvilasa, if the chafifa will be balaila, emar means we have to suspect, lo chaifa shapir, she will not do an adequate job of chafifa, and this is what Alan was mentioning before, mishum t'maheres l'tvilasa mitoch shemahuma l'beisa. So Rashi establishes here,
That's every Leil Tefillah.
Oh, exactly. So Rashi is establishing here that on every Leil Tefillah, apparently, Bekoshi Hitiru, but nevertheless Hitiru, that the Chafifa should be Bayom. What pushes, what motivates the Chazal to establish a Chafifa Bayom? Why not do the Chafifa Balayla? And then you don't have the problem of what Rashi says, "Bekoshi hitiru laharchik chafifasa b'tfilasa." So Rashi gives a whole rationale that we have to guarantee that the chafifa will be a slow, methodic procedure.
Make you want to tear your hair out.
What do you say?
So slow that it'll make you want to tear your hair out.
Yeah, but she'll do an adequate job. And she'll remove any of the knots in her hair, which could be a chatzitza. Says Rashi, in order to achieve that goal, we have to separate the chafifa from zman tfilosa. If the chafifa takes place bizman tfilosa, Rashi says, Lo chayfa shapir, mimaheres la tvilasa. She's very anxious, very eager to go into the mikvah. Mahuma lebesa, she wants to get back to her husband. She's not going to do a slow, adequate chafifa. So even though, if all things were equal, and there was no psychological issue, then we would insist that the chafifa take place when? Balayla, right before tefillah. But because in lieu of this consideration, this psychological problem, we have to, in a sense, work out some sort of a compromise, setting up the chafifa bayom, but at the at the point which is closest to HaTfilah, so that we don't separate the Chafif from the Tfilah, and we fulfill the requirement of Samach L'Chafif HaTfilah. Correct? Take L'Chafif HaTfilah. Albeit we've made somewhat of a compromise with some with Tekef L'Chafif HaTfilah, but we did so for the greater good of avoiding Memaheres L'Besa. But that's only that consideration is valid only if the damage to Tekef L'Chafif HaTfilah is limited, is minimal. So you've got the chafif at the end of the day and then the tefillah immediately afterwards. But in the case of Motzei Shabbos, if you want to gain the chafif of Biyom, which has a great advantage that she'll take her time, she's not pressured, she's not rushed, then your damage level to the principle of Tekef L'Chafif HaTfilah has gone up, has shot up by a full day. So in that case, Rabbi Yochanan in his Igeres was saying that Isha lo tochuf b'erev Shabbos v'titbo b'motzi Shabbos. That far we're not going to be matir. B'koshi he tiru chafifa bayom and tefillah b'layla in a classical case of tefillah b'chol. But in the case of tefillah b'motzai Shabbos, where there's no possibility of being mekayim this wonderful halacha of chafifas yom, to give her that slow, then what you're going to have to do is separate the chafifa from the tefillah by a full day, says Rabbi Yochanan, that's unacceptable. So if we read on, the Gemara says, Hilchasa, Isha chofefes bayom, v'toveles balayla. So Rashi says that refers to a normal case of tvila bechol. And if halel tvila's bechol, then let the chafifa be biyom. Aye, bekoshi tiru, you're already separating the chafifa from the tvila. No, it's not such a terrible separation. The damage is very minimal. And the gain, the benefit is great. What's the great benefit? That she'll take her time doing the chafif. However, the Hilchasa Isha lo tochuf ela balayla, says the Gemara, that's a case of lo efshar, which means that's a case where you'll have to separate the tefillah, the chafif from the tefillah by a full day. In such a case, we're going to waive that great advantage of chafifa bayom in favor of the print of fulfilling the requirement of tekef l'chafifa tefillah. And that's the way the sugya appears according to Rash. Now we get to Tosfos, and Tosfos Dibra Maskil Kach is going to raise the following problem. If we go back again to the sugya of Rav Chisda and the psak of Meremar, there we came to the conclusion that as a general rule, the chafifa should be balayla. Correct? Because there we said that the only tolerance for separating the chafifa from the tefillah was only b'shas hadchak, when there was no choice in the matter, and even there we had the limitation rule of up to 2 days. But when all things are equal, then, which is called efshar, then the chafifa should be b'leil tefilasa. So it's very strange, because if you ask the following question, when should the chafifa be if all things are equal in an ideal situation? Should it be by yom, because that'll guarantee that you'll do a good job? It should be by laila, b'leil tefilasa, in order to achieve smoch tekef l'chafifa tefila. You get two different answers to the same question. If you're looking on daf samach zayin amid beis, Dorish Meremar Hilchasa Kirav Chizda, that means that we want the tefillah, we want the chafifa to be balayla. And therefore we're fulfilling the dictum of tekev. If on the other hand you look at Daf Samach Ches Omer Aleph, and the Gemara establishes here on Daf Samach Ches Hilchasa Isha Chofefes Bayom V'Tovelas Balayla, now we have laid down a whole different principle according to which the Chafifa should be Bayom. So it's a very strange sugya. In any event, the Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos, assume that the final word and the halacha is here on Daf Samaches. Leave out Samach Zayin Omid Beis. And the only one that I know of that's unwilling to do so and prefer Samach Ches in favor of Samach Zayin, right, who's unwilling to do that, I meant to say, is the Shach. And the Shach wants to say, no, we're going to prefer Samach Zayin and leave out Samach Ches. And my point is that it's a little bit tricky, you know, we have a great deal of admiration for the Shach, but to go against all the Rishonim, that's very difficult. So the point I would like to make, I'm not saying that's the major point for today, but one of the major points is that the Ran, I think if we read it carefully, might actually support the Shach. Which means that Lahalacha, we're going to go back to Samach Zayin, and prefer that halacha of Mereimar in favor of the halacha of the Geres of Rabbi Yochanan on Daf Samaches. Now, what are the main points in Tosfos that we'd like to take out? So if you take a look about five lines down, he quotes Rashi and he says that if all things are equal, the ideal situation, that's called Efshar, is Chofefes Bayom. And that's the bottom line. If we have no choice in the matter, then we're going to give up this great benefit of Chafifa Bayom. And we're going to require the Chafifa Balayla. That's point number one. Which means that Rashi is accepting this Gemara here on Samach Ches and the conclusion of Ha Di Efshar, and in the case of Ha Di Efshar, it's going to be Hilchasa Isha Chofefes Bayom V'Tovelas Balayla. Point number two, Tosa says that according to Rashi, what's Ha De Lo Efshar? When do we have to forego that great advantage of Chafifa Bayom? Kigon, this is about 10 lines down from the Tosfos, that Leil Tfilos was Motzei Shabbos. And therefore, if we'll insist on Chafifa Bayom, which is impossible on Shabbos, it's going to be as early as Erev Shabbos. And that archuk of a full 24 hours is unacceptable. Is Tarchik Yosem Idai Mitfilosa? Is Nefcho Chofefes Bo Leil Tfilos B'Motzei Shabbos? So it works like this. If Leil Tfilosa is on Friday night, and certainly on any other night of the week other than Motzei Shabbos, then the Chafifa according to Rashi will take place by day. So in the case of Leil Tfilah on Friday night, her Chafifa will take place on Erev Shabbos. If on the other hand, her Leil Tfilah is on Motzei Shabbos, then Rashi will have to admit that foregoing the great advantage of Chafifa Bayom, we're going to have to insist on Chafifa Balayla. That's the way Tosfos understands Shitas Rashi. Now, if you take a look in the Rush, The Rush also quotes Shitas Rashi, however, with one major change. The Rush says the following. He says, Lefi Perusho, according to Rashi, Imchal Yontif B'motzoi Shabbos. The Rush is on, in my printing, is on Samach Beis. But I don't know, you have a Rush? No, it's the Rush in the back, Hilchos Mikvos. So the Rush says that let's say Motzei Shabbos is Yontif, so then there's no possibility of doing the Tefillah before, of doing the Chafifa before the Tefillah, because it's Yontif in this case. Nira Shalo Itiru Lachuf B'Erev Shabbos V'Litvol B'motzai Shabbos, because according to Rashi, there's no tolerance for a separation of one full day. So what's the other option? She cannot do the Chafifa on Motzai Shabbos in this case because it's Yontif. She can't do the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, it's too much of our Chaka. He says the following. He says, Mutav shetidche tvilosa. She's going to have to postpone her tvila. So in other words, something that we didn't see in Tosfos, Tosfos says, okay, you know, if her leil tvila is on Motzi Shabbos, the chafifa is going to have to be on Motzi Shabbos. Correct? Because we would prefer a waiving the advantage of Chafif Bayom in order to avoid a separation of Chafif and Tefillah of one day. But what would be if that option of Chafifa Balayla is no longer an option? For example, if Motzei Shabbos is Yontif, then presumably Tosus would in such a case allow for a separation of a day and allow the Chafifa to be on Erev Shabbos. Correct? Mm-hmm. He says the following. I'm reading Tosus and then I'll come back to the Rush one more time just to review. Tosus says, this is about, I'd say about 15 lines down from the top, Leil Tvilos Motzei Shabbos V'Yontiv Oz Vaday Tochuf B'Erev Shabbos V'Lo Tafsid Onosa. Tosfos says that according to Rashi, although in general we would waive Yom Chafifa Bayom in favor of avoiding a full day of separation, but if that's not possible because there's no way that she can do the Chafifa Balayla on Motzi Shabbos in this case because it's Yontif, Tosfos says, then Rashi will accept the separation of a full day in order to avoid a situation of what Tosfos calls Lahafsid Onasa. The Rush, on the other hand, says Mutav shetidche tfilasa. So there's a machlokus now between Tosfos and the Rush. How much does Rashi, if I can use this phrase, how allergic is Rashi to separating Chafifa from Tvila by a full day? According to the Rush, Rashi finds that absolutely, absolutely unacceptable. No way, no how can you separate the Chafifa from the Tefillah by a full day? So that in a normal case of Motzi Shabbos Shel Chol, instead of doing the Chafifa by Yom, which means in that case Erev Shabbos, the Chafifa will be Balayla. In a case where Motzi Shabbos is B'Yontif, and there's no option for a Chafifa Balayla, you're going to have to postpone her Tefillah by a day. Tosfos says, on the other hand, that although separating the tefillah, the chafif and the tefillah by a day is certainly a b'dieved, you know, it's something that we want to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nevertheless, if necessary, it's tolerable. It's not an absolute zero tolerance. And therefore, in a case where hatvila on Motzei Shabbos happens to be on Yontif, and there's no option for chafifa b'layla, which would have been preferable to chafif b'yom of Erev Shabbos, because of separation of day, we don't have the option of chafifa b'layla. We're going to go back to the option of chafif b'yom and Erev Shabbos, and accept a full day separation between the chafifa and the tvila, rather than postpone the tvila. So again, you could formulate the machlokes between the Rosh and Tosfos in one of two ways. Either you could say their argument, how important is it for her not to be mafsid halel onasa? How weighty is that consideration? Or they're arguing within the framework of Rashi about how intolerable is the separation of one day. Okay, so that's point number two in Tosfos. Then we get to point number three in Tosfos. And here we're fast-forwarding by another, let's say, skipping another 10 lines or so. U'b'she'ultos d'Rav Achai, Parshas Achrei Mos. Does everybody have a place? In Tosfos D'Maskel Kach. Pirsha, Hadi Efshar, Lachuf B'Leil Tfila. That if she can do the Chafifa B'Leil Tfila, that's called Efshar. Now keep in mind, Rav Osai, that the secret code here of the word Efshar can be translated as the ideal situation. Right? Efshar means the normal, you know, lechatchila way of doing it is lachuf bilel tfilasa. Shehu chol, velotarche kafifa mitfilasa klal. The word klal means even as far as the distance between the end of the day and the night time. Vafilu im hayom kemochein chol. Even if the day itself is chol, it's just like the laila lo tachuf ele b'laila. That's the sheet of the shiltas, and when it says hilchasa isha lo tachuf ele b'laila, that's the case of efshar. Hadalo efshar is when do we have to accept a chafifa b'yom? That's only can go leil tvila yontif o Shabbos. Right, in such a case that Halel Tefillah does not allow a Chafifa, because it's Yom Tov or Shabbos. Oz Tochuf Bayom Shelefnei HaTefillah. Then she should do the Chafifa by day. So whereas Rashi would say that in the ideal situation the Chafifa is by day, unless it's going to create a separation of one full day and then we have to fall back to the fallback position of Chafifa Balayla, the Shiltal says just the opposite, that the ideal situation would require Chafifa Balayla. He's waving the flag of Tekef L'Chafifa Tvila, and it's only when that's impossible because there's no Chafifa Balayla, it's Leil Shabbos or Leil Yontif, then we'll accept Chafifa Bayom. So whereas Rashi pushes the agenda of make sure that she's not muhmemes lebesa, she has plenty of time for her chafifa, she'll do an adequate job, and therefore chafifa should be bayom if all things are equal. The she'iltos doesn't know, he doesn't recognize this whole push or advantage of chafifa bayom. On the contrary, the halacha wants the chafifa to be balayla. Take of le chafifa tefila. Ella, in a case where it's impossible for her to do the chafifa balayla, then the less rare the fallback position is to allow and tolerate a chafifa bayom. Now, in the last shiur, what we try to do is try to work out the two sugyas on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis with the sugya on Samach Ches, that the sugya on Samach Zayin Amud Beis really reflects the she'iltos that the chafifa should be balayla. Here the sugya on Daf Samach Ches opens up the possibility of chafifa bayom, but that's only b'dalo efshar, and therefore there's no steer between the two sugyas insofar as the sugya on Samach Zayin from the she'iltos perspective is talking about Efshar. The sugya here on Samaches, insofar as it advocates a Chafifa Bayom is talking about Lo Efshar, and that's why we have to tolerate a Chafifa Bayom. That's how the Shiltos works out the Sugis. And we had a great discussion about that last time. What I'd like to talk and study with you today is the possibility, perhaps, of, this is my first question, of reconciling Rashi and the Shiltos. And that's where the tour comes in. The Beis Yosef is not going to be happy with that. And the second issue I'd like to discuss with you is what happens, halacha lemaisa, in the tour, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Nosei Kelim, what do we do in a case of tefillah b'motzei Shabbos, on a regular motzei Shabbos? Do we advocate chafifa on Erev Shabbos, which would seem to be pushing for Rashi's position that chafif bayom is a great advantage, but nevertheless Rashi himself doesn't allow for a separation of a full day, so Rashi would certainly not advocate in this case a chafifa on Erev Shabbos? Or should we accept the Shiltos, and it doesn't really bother me that there's a separation of a full day, because there's no possibility of chafifa balayla, and therefore the chafifa is going to be on Erev Shabbos? So those are the two questions that I'd like to address today. So without further ado, let's open up the Tur Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Sadi Tes, 199, and let's see what the Tur has to say. Chafifa, says the Tur, Chafifa zu Pirish Rashi, if you have the pictures that you took of the Tur, then it's the first of the two sides. Alan, you have that? Shalom, you have that? The first of the two? So it's the last line. Chafifa zu, pirish Rashi, mutav shetia bayom, shelifnei tvilosa, it should be bayom, mibalel tvilosa, preferable bayom over lel tvilosa. Why? Lefi, and here we turn to the second page of the tour. In my printing, Shemimaheres Balaila Velotachuf Yofa. Ubishiltos, Parshas Achrimos, Simon Sarivo, Pirish, Shemutov Shetia Chafifa Balaila, Kidesh Shetia Samuch Litfilos. So the impression you get from the tour, in terms of his understanding of the machlokas between Rashi and the Shiltos, is which is preferable, chafifas yom or chafifas laila? Rashi advocates chafifas yom for the reason that we discussed, and the Shiltos advocates in favor of tefillah of chafifas laila for the reason that we mentioned. In other words, it would seem, Let's just take a look quickly at the Beis Yosef. He says that, just one second, I have my, right, that according to the way the Beis Yosef understands the tour, the machlokas between Rashi and the Shiltos is day and night. And I mean that both idiomatically and literally. Day and night means from one extreme to the other. Rashi wants the chafif bayom. Rashi will only tolerate a chafifa balayla in a shasat chak situation. And in that sense, Rashi is the exact flip side of the Shiltos. The Shiltos advocates tefillah balayla. That's what he wants. In a shasat chak situation, where there's no possibility of tefillah balayla, then the Shiltos advocates chafifa bayom. So in a sense, the tour is creating a very wide gap, a very extreme, a polar extreme machlokas here between Rashi and the Shiltos, Dover v. Pucho, where does Chafifa belong? And once you establish that Chafifa belongs to either day, that's Rashi, or night, the Shiltos, then you have to enter into a Shasat Chak situation, which in the Gemara's language is called Delo Efshar, in order to switch things around, which means according to Rashi to allow Chafifa Balayla, according to the Shiltos to allow Chafifa Bayom. Now, before we go ahead and see why the Beis Yosef doesn't like the tour, I would first like to read to you a quote from the tour in the name of his father, the Rosh, to try to reconcile halacha lemaisa, the two shitos, those of Rashi and the Shiltos. Kosav Adoni Ovi Rosh Zal Nagos Hanoshim Shemaschilos Lochuf Mibogyom V'oskos v'chafifa ad shetechshach v'oz tovlos. This chumrah, the minig of the noshim, is to satisfy both Rashi and the Shiltos. Meaning, satisfy Rashi by beginning the process of chafifa bayom. This askus for chafifa begins bayom. You've touched now on the base of Rashi. But in order to satisfy the Shiltos' view that the Chafifa should be Balayla, she continues the Chafifa into the nightfall. The only thing in the middle is that she takes her valise and goes to the Beis HaTfila. But once she prepares herself in the Beis HaTfila for the actual Tfila, what she's dedicating herself to is to Chafifa. So she began a Chafifa Mibod Yom, and she continues Balayla. The Beis Yosef says the following. It begins on the first side of the page, the last two words on the page. V'kasu atosus. D'lefi pirusha, according to Rashi, nirash emutalach of b'leil tefila. Tosus gives you the impression that Rashi tolerates chafifa b'leil tefila. El shetov yoser, not the way the Torah understood Rashi, but the way Tosis understands Rashi. There's no issue with tefillah balayla. There's an advantage to tefillah. I'm sorry. There's no issue with chafifa balayla. There's an advantage to chafifa bayom. We don't have to come on to some sort of shasat chak and make her feel uncomfortable that the fact that she's doing chafifa balayla. That's why, by the way, as we said earlier, the Tosfos would never imagine a hefseid onasa. We're going to try to work this all out, but wherever possible, let's get the added advantage. We'll call it the topping, the cherry on top, the advantage of chafifa bayom. But that's not a big deal. Because vu od the b'shiltos pirish hadi efshal lachuf b'leil tefila shuchol lo tarchik chafifa mitfila klal. On a normal situation, we don't want this added advantage of chafifas yom kidei. So we want the advantage of tekef lechafifa tefila. V'afilu mayom k'mochin chol lo tokvel malay. But hodol efshe kagon shalel tefila biyantiv or b'shabbos. Us tokvel mayom shofnei tefila. Fine. So that in a situation where, according to the Shiltos, you'll have to do the chafifa bayom, that's not terrible either. It's a disadvantage because you're separating the tefila and the chafifa, but that's okay as well. So then Tosfos Shita doesn't see a polar extreme machlokas between the Shiltos and Rashi. Later on, the Beis Yosef quotes the Torah again, and he says, "Ein divrei Rabbeinu," meaning the Torah miduk dokim shekosav b'divrei haShiltos mutav shetia balaylo kmo shekosav l'Rashi mutav shetia b'yom v'nir midvarav d'yom l'Shiltos kelaylo l'Rashi. The Torah, once having established that Laila is really not the accepted time for Chafifa according to Rashi, he says the same thing applies to the Shiltos vis-a-vis Yom, as if to say the Shiltos is allergic to Chafifa v'Yom. V'alessa. This is not correct. Til Rashi mutaloch of Palayla, el shetov yoseh loch of Payom, as we saw in the name of Tosfos. Ubei shayach shapir losh and mutav. Al v'Shiltos calls man Shetuchal ein lochuf ela b'leil tefila. At this point, the Beis Yosef insists that according to the Shiltos, the time for chafifa is laila, meaning tekev lechafifa tefila. That's a very fundamental, essential halacha in chafifa. The possibility of chafifa by yom is only b'shas hadchak. V'chein mashmu nika'amar. The language of the Shiltos is Lo tachuf ela balaila. Let's go back to the Tosfos and see if that's what he says. Lo tachuf ela balaila. So that really. So again, although the Beis Yosef is being makari of the two shitas, but he does insist that the concept of shasat chak within the context of the Shilto still applies to justify Chafifa Bayom.
But not so by Rashi.
But in Rashi's case, Chafifa Balaila is not a Shas HaDchak situation. It's just, you know, foregoing or forfeiting a certain advantage of Chafifa Bayom. Therefore, he says, "I will shiltos calls vajet tuchal ein lachuf ela b'leil tefila v'chein mashikam lo tachuf ela b'leil." Then came lo havel lemichtav bei lishna demutav. In other words, he objects to the way the Torah formulates the shiltos. It's not accurate, he says. The Torah says in the name of the shiltos mutav shetia b'leil. No, it's not mutav. That's the way the Chazal established chafifa. Chafifa has to be b'leil. It's not mutav shiya b'leil. How many remember Shiltos Pirish? Shetzricha lios chafifa b'leil. Kidei shetia somuch l'tfiloso. And, you know, once again, according to the Torah in Rashi, the heter of chafifa b'leil is only b'shas adchak, but that's not like Tosfos. Tosfos understands Rashi that that chafifa could be by yom. I'm sorry, chafifa could be by lilo, could be by yom. The advantage is by yom. Now, how do we paskin? So the Beis Yosef writes, "Vida de harash ba posak b'toras abayis kidiriya shiltos." And then he says, "V'chein das haramba because of haran dechein das harif." So it seems like this preference for chafifa balaila, and it's more than just the preference, as we saw in the Beis Yosef, but that's the way the Ikar Takana of chafifa was, that it's balaila. That opinion of the Shiltos was accepted by most of the Rishonim. And I'd like to see if we can find this also in the Shulchan Aruch himself. I mean, that's in the Beis Yosef. If somebody could help me here just with the... You got to be a weightlifter here, but just put it over there if you don't mind, so we'll have a little bit more room on the table. And then let's open up the Shulchan Aruch and see what he has to say. And I'm expecting that the Shulchan Aruch is going to pass me like the Shiltos based on what I saw in the Beis Yosef. And he writes the following. He says, Chafifa tzricha lios lechatchila. This is Sif Gimel. Samach l'tfilasa.
Right.
To me, that sounds awfully like
Lila.
Like the Shiltons. Yeah, Lila. However, now he backtracks a little for the sake of Rashi, as covered for Rashi. Haminag kosher shetaschil lochuf mibod yom. V'yosekes b'chafifa ad shetechshach v'yoz titbol v'chein minag kosher. So in other words, it's okay to start the chafifa b'yom in order to satisfy Rashi, but that's not really the halacha. The halacha is taken from chafifa tefila, which means balaya, like the shiltos. Okay. Now, the Ramah says b'shas adchak shetzricha lochuf b'yom. Again, it also sounds very similar to the shiltos when he says b'shas adchak shetzricha lochuf b'yom. Ben Machaber writes in Siv Dalid, Chal Tvilosu B'motzoi Shabbos. So just think about this. According to the Shiltos, the Chafif is going to be Bayom. And of course, that's considered Shasat Chak. Right? She can't do the Chafif.
Not Leil Shabbos, it can't be Bayom.
Wait, just one second. I jumped a gun because we're not talking about Yom Tov yet. Oh, yeah. So Chal Tvilosu B'motzoi Shabbos. So let's just figure this out. If the tefila is on a regular Motzai Shabbos of Chol, then according to Rashi, the Chafif is going to be Balayla. Correct? Because Rashi cannot tolerate a separation of a full day. According to the Shiltos, the Chafif will be Bayom. No, Bayom, I mean Erev Shabbos. It can't be Bayom.
Rashi says it's Erev Shabbos.
Rashi again doesn't tolerate a full day of separation. Right. You remember that? And therefore Rashi will say that the Chafif will have to be Balayla. And we have to forego the advantage of Chafif Bayom in the face of, you know, maintaining a smichus, a tekef, because we're a tchifus, we'll call it, but because he can't tolerate a one day separation. Correct? Oh. So that's Rashi. On the other end of Shiltos, what would he say? In a case of Motzi, I'm just working this out of my mind, I hope you don't mind. In the case of Motzi Shabbos of Yontif, and therefore she cannot do the Chafifa Balayla, therefore the Chafifa be there of Shabbos. Here, the Chafifa could be Balayla, so the Chafifa should be Balayla. Again, we still have the minute to try to satisfy Rashi. So let's see how the Shulchan Aruch works this all out. Chal Tvilos of Motzi Shabbos. She efsha la lachuf mibod yom. Obviously, it's Shabbos.
Right.
So, what do we do that then in this case? Tachvof belel tvilasa. So that sounds like Rashi.
That's Rashi.
So I don't know. You know, it's a funny kind of thing. The Ramah jumps on him and he says, "Mikol makom aminug hayofu who should tirchol tzeite be erev Shabbos." In other words, you should have both the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos and the Chafifa of Motzi Shabbos, which makes sense according to the Shiltos. Now he says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Nizdamno la tefila b'leil Shabbos, tochuf b'yom. Well, that's according to everybody. Both Rashi and the Shiltos would agree in that case. Then in Sivavi he says, Chal leil tefilos mo Shabbos v'hu yontif, she'ef shal lochuf oz. So it's not possible for her to do the Chafifa Bolaila, correct? And in this case, the Rush would say she has to delay her tefillah. He says, Oz Tachvuf Tichvuf Be Erev Shabbos. That sounds like the Shiltos again. It's like there's a sandwich here. The Shiltos, Rashi, and then Shiltos. That's what it sounds like. She efshal lachuf is tachvof the erev Shabbos. Bechenim cholu shnei yomim tovim. Okay, fine. That's what we have. So again, let me just try to give a summary of what we have here. The Beis Yosef quotes Rishonim that accepted the Shiltos. Now, it's not just the Beis Yosef, because as you know, we have the Biur HaGra that is published on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Biur HaGra also says, let me just read this to you. Second. Ukepirish HaSheiltos. He also points out that Chafifa Tzricha Lichachil Lios Somach L'Tfilos is like the Shiltos. So he's also learning like the Shiltos. V'chein Kosvu Rov HaPoskim. So we saw that the Beis Yosef brought the Rashba, the Rambam and the Rif as agreeing with the Shiltos. Now we can add a little punch to it, that the Gaon, who understood that the Shulchan Aruch is paskaling like the Shiltos, says, V'chein Kosvu Rov HaPoskim, so we accept the Shiltos. Now, we have in the in the tour, I'm not going to read it now because it's too complicated, but we have the comments of the Ramah called the Darkei Moshe, and the Darkei Moshe writes that Ha'ikar Ledina Kirashi. That's interesting. Okay, we have to see how that pans out. In any event, the question is, when the Torah quotes the machlokas between Rashi and the Shiltos, how does he work it all out lahalocha? And he quotes his father, the Rosh, that she should begin the Chafifa mivojom and continue the Chafifa into the Lila, and then she should be tovelis. And not only that, the Torah seems to assume that the two Shitos of Rashi and the Shiltos are an extreme machlokas, menakotze lakotze, whereas Rashi holds that we need Chafifa bayom, the Shiltos requires Chafifa balayla. Beis Yosef understands that Rashi doesn't require Chafifa bayom, Rashi can accept Chafifa balayla, that's okay. There's a certain advantage that we should recommend and advocate in favor of Chafifa bayom. But again, Rashi has no objection to Chafifa balayla. However, within the Shiltos and his sheet, the Beis Yosef is of the opinion that it's only when it's a Shasat Chak that she's allowed to do the Chafifa bayom. For example, if Motzei Shabbos is Halel Tefillin, she can't do the Chafifa let's say Motzei Shabbos of Yontif, again, just to make life easier for us, she can't do the Chafifa balayla, and then she does the Chafifa bayom. And that's a Shasat Chak. The Torah, on the other hand, seems to assume that Rashi is talking b'shasat chak, and Rashi would only allow Chafifa b'layla b'shasat chak. And the language, the way the Beis Yosef understands of the Torah and the Shiltos, is that mutav. It's preferable that she do the Chafifa b'layla. But that's not the Poshup Shad in the Shiltos. The Shiltos seems to be saying lo tochuf ele balayla, and Chafifa has to be balayla. But in Rashi, there's no indication that Chafifa has to be bayom. Rashi only says v'koshi etiru, they allowed Chafifa bayom for the sake of that advantage. Fine. Now, what happens if Leil Tvila is on Motzi Shabbos? So the Tur Paskins that if Leil Tefillah is on a regular Motzi Shabbos, she does the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, and then on Motzi Shabbos she continues with a little bit of Srika. Okay, this we didn't read. Maybe Rabbi, if you don't mind, don't give me back the Torah. I can't handle it. But if you could just read the Torah to me, thank you. I appreciate it. Let's see if you can find the Torah in the case of Leil Tefillah on Motzi Shabbos. Should be coming up there. Just want to make sure that my summary here is accurate.
Chotzki l'sa b'motzi Shabbos yifsha l'chulf mi ba'od yom. Da'i lo b'chafifas layla b'leil tfilasa.
That's not what I have here.
No, that's because it's not yantif.
Okay, so leil tfilasa shechal motzi Shabbos is tachvof b'erev Shabbos.
Imcho yom tov b'motzi Shabbos.
Right. as opposed to the previous case, which was a regular Motzi Shabbos.
Yeah.
And in regular Motzi Shabbos, the tour advocates a chafifa balayla on Motzi Shabbos. Okay, so I have a mistake here. I have to correct that. Okay, fine. Now, the Beis Yosef says the following. This is really interesting. Mimanafshach, he says. In a case of Leil Tfilos of Motzi Shabbos, Mimanafshach, Bein L'Shiltosu, Bein L'Rashi, B'Kai Gavna, Tzricha Lachuf Motzi Shabbos, Why the Efshar B'Shabbos? Let's work this out. According to the Shiltos, we always advocate Chafifa B'Layla. And it's Motzi Shabbos, you can do the Chafifa B'Layla. And according to Rashi, we don't want to separate the Chafifa from the Tefillah, and therefore the Chafifa will be B'Layla. So basically, what it says here, that Leil, okay, you can read it in the Torah, and I can read it here in the Shulchan Aruch, that Chal, that Nizdamna La Tefillah, sorry, Chal Tefillah Motzoi Shabbos, is tochuf belel tfilosa, that should work out mimarshach, according to the Shiltos and according to Rashi. That's the Beis Yosef's point of view. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. And yet the Tur advocates in such a case chafifa on Erev Shabbos, correct? And the regular case of Motzi Shabbos. Did I get that right? Read it one more time, just to make sure.
Trying to find which one there is a shield or something.
I think it's towards the last two lines on that page. No. You say anything here about Motzi Shabbos?
Al tfilasa b'Motzi Shabbos she'ef shala lo chuf mi ba'od yom dai lo b'chafifas leil tfilasa.
Ah, the Chafifas Leil Tfilosa. Just one second.
Motzi Shabbos.
Motzi Shabbos, right.
Umikol Mokom, Minag Yochav Shetirchel Tzvetachuf Yofer, Be'erev Shabbos.
Okay.
Motzi Shabbos Tachuf Ma'at V'tisvok Sarasel. Zdam Nala Tfilo Be'el Shabbos.
Okay, that's... So again, Dailo B'Chafifa Balayla. Before the minute, right? Dailo B'Chafifa... Balal. Okay, I'm sorry. I just have to fix my notes here because I had a mistake. Okay, now Chafif Balal in that case works out both according to the Shiltos, because he in general advocates Chafif Balal, and according to Rashi, he doesn't want to separate the Chafif and the Tefillah. Okay. That's the Mimonifshah of the Beis Yosef. Ah, so now Rabosai, I think I have a chap here. We can begin to understand why the tour, in the case of Motzi Shabbos, regular classical Motzi Shabbos, advocates starting the chafifa on Erev Shabbos as a minig yofer.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is because the tour l'shitaso understands that according to Rashi, chafifa balayla is only v'shasat chak. Do you follow? Again, let me just repeat this. Wait, give me a minute, Rabbi, because I'm getting excited. I think I finally caught something. The Asimon Yarad. There was a machlokas, if you recall, between the Tur and the Beis Yosef, had to understand Shitas Rash. The Tur had a very extreme, harsh view of Rash.
Oh, that's right.
Rashi was so advocating, so much on the in favor of Chafifa Bayom, that he could only tolerate Chafifa Balayla as a less Brera Shasad Chak. Beis Yosef didn't understand Rashi like that. Now, I can begin to appreciate the Minog Yofer of the Tur in the case of Leil Tefillah Motzoi Shabbos. That's exactly the Shasad Chak of Rashi, where Rashi says Chafifa Balayla, because he has zero tolerance for a separation of Chafifa from the... But, says the Tur, what lurks in the shadows, according to Rashi, is this great advantage of Chafifa B'Yom. It wasn't completely eradicated, even in this case. We're going to require a hafifa balayla. Why? Because we cannot allow for a separation of hafifa from tefillah of a full day. But on the other hand, what are we going to do with the advantage of lotei mehumemes lebeisa and hafifa miyam? So the Torah comes up with a pshara, and that's his minig yofa. Ein achinami, Rashi would certainly say the mikra adin chafif would be balayla in that case,
right,
on Motzei Shabbos. But the Torah is going to advocate as a minig yofa to do, also do a chafifa biyom b'erev Shabbos. And why is that? Because we don't want to completely bury the hatchet on that advantage, which according to Rashi is really the Ikar Adin of Chafifa, the way the Torah understands it, of Chafifa Biyom.
But he's not Rashi to Rashi, because Rashi doesn't say that.
That's right, he's misunderstanding Rashi.
Okay, you're on the side of the Beis Yosef, but I'm just saying, the piece of the puzzle that finally fit into place is I understand where the Torah himself was coming from. The Torah understood that Rashi waves the flag of the ideal Chafifa being Chafifas Yom, even in the Shasat Chak.
Yeah, but Rashi himself says on Leil Shabbos that you should do it Belayla.
For sure, Rashi, and the Torah doesn't deny that.
So he says, but the Minig Yofa, in order to satisfy Rashi, but you're not satisfying Rashi because Rashi says
no, because Rashi is telling you that the Chafifa has to be Belayla. There's no question. Rashi Why? Says, because we can't allow for a full day of
Shaharei Bekoshi. Etiru laharchi, bekoshi etiru. It should be at night lechatchila.
Right,
correct.
So we're moving it to erev Shabbos because mutav. It's a nice thing. From that, he thought we have a minag yofa. It's not a minag yofa.
Good Rashi.
It's bekoshi, bekoshi etiru.
That's what I'm saying. Again, I'm not here to defend the tour.
Yeah.
You know, again, it's against all your slings and arrows. I'm just here to show you that the tour is consistent. You may disagree with the very premise that everything's predicated on. That's fine. And the Beis Yosef is on your side. But the tour is being very consistent here. Where did the tour come up with advocating this minig yofa of a chafif on Erev Shabbos in the case of Tefillah Motzei Shabbos? After all, Rashi clearly, the Shiltos always advocates chafif on a lila. So forget about Tefillah Miyom, chafif Miyom. It doesn't exist. It's not on the Shiltos' radar screen. Nor of us. Apparently, the tour wants to satisfy Rashi. But why satisfy Rashi when Rashi himself advocates Chafifa Balayla in this particular case because we cannot tolerate the separation? The answer is because the Torah was Machadish that there's something lurking in the shadows, according to Rashi. Eino chinami, Chafifa is going to be Balayla. But don't forget, don't ignore the advantage of Chafifa Siyom. That's what I'm saying. And that's the Minig Yofa. Read it one time, sorry, third time. Minig Yofa.
Minag Yofa, wait a second.
That's very interesting.
We call Minag Yofa to Tirchos Vitachu Viyofa, but Erev Shabbos.
So where's he coming from here? He's coming from the Mahumemis Vibesa Svaro, which Rashi has to drop the ball in this case. And for sure, you know, if she would do only a Chafif on Erev Shabbos, that would not allow her to do the Tefillah Motzei Shabbos. But nevertheless, she should do that because of this advantage. So Rabosai, I know the time is pressing, so give me a few more minutes just to satisfy my own self over here with the summary that I have. Okay, so again, we have the Beis Yosef that the tour wants to advocate a chafif on Erev Shabbos in the case of Motzei Shabbos Farm. Next, wait, just Rabosai, I'm just give me a few minutes and then, you know, let me let you go and let myself go, but I want to just get to a certain point. Okay. Now, how does the Mechaber himself paskin in the case of Leil Tefillah B'Motzei Shabbos? He says, Tachuf B'Leil Tefilosa. Why did he drop the ball on the Minig Yofa to start the Chafifa Prasa on Erev Shabbos? The answer is because he didn't accept the tour. He doesn't have this Minig Yofa that we just read in the tour. And the reason for that is because, according to Beis Yosef in Rashi's frame of reference, the Chafifa is Beleil Tefilosa on Motzei Shabbos, period. End of story. The whole din of Chafifas Beyom was a nice, you know, icing on the cake, but in this case it's gone with the wind.
Okay. Especially though it's all it is. It's one thing if you're connecting it directly to Laila, but you gotta.
Okay. Give me a few. Oh, says the Rama, Umi Kalmako, Minig Yafe, Shetirchot Zeite, V'erev Shabbos.
Tour?
That's the tour.
Right.
Now let's figure this out. If I am correct, this Rama here is indicative of two things. Point number one, that the Rama paskins like Rashi against the Shiltos. That's important. And that we saw in the Rama in the Darkei Moshe. So again, the Rama is consistent, this is point number one, to paskin like Rashi against the Shiltos. The Mechaber paskins like the Shiltos. Point number two is which interpretation of Rashi did the Rama accept? Not the interpretation of the Beis Yosef, but rather the interpretation of the Tur. Namely that Rashi himself essentially is the proponent of Chafifa Bayom. When I say essentially, it means that is the way that Chazal envisioned and created Chafifa. And therefore, the Minig Yofa wants to get the Chafifa Bayom. Now, how are you going to get the Chafifa Bayom if the Leil Tefilas Motzi Shabbos, when Yom is what? Is Shabbos. You can't do that. So the answer is, you're going to have the Chafifa begin at least on Erev Shabbos. Okay. Now, on this comment of the Ramah, we have a Taz. And the Taz says that even according to the Shiltos, in the case of Leil Tefillah Motzei Shabbos, the Chafifa of Erev Shabbos, according to this Minig Yofer, is fine. Right? What do I mean? After all, the Shiltos definitely recognizes the validity, the efficacy of a Chafifa Bayom. How do I know this? Because in the case where Motzei Shabbos is Yontif, the Shiltos is going to paskin that the Chafifa is on Erev Shabbos. So there's no question in anyone's mind that the Shiltos recognizes Chafifa Bayom.
When it's a Yefshar.
Okay, but here's the point, here's the punchline of the Taz. Even though we pointed out that the Rama is advocating in favor of Rashi against the Shiltos, and that's why this Minig Yofa wants to start the Chafifa process on Erev Shabbos, nevertheless, says the Taz, even the Shiltos would rely on the Chafifa of Erev Shabbos. Again, he's not advocating that, but it would be Chal, so to speak. But with one condition. Because the Rama writes that on Motzoi Shabbos, Tisrok Ma'at. Right? Sriko Ma'at, which means combing. It's not Chafifa with the, you know, what do they call it? The shampoos and all that, but it's at least Sriko to remove any.
That's why you have Chafifa, so that the Sriko will be good.
But the Taz's point is that if somebody were to implement this Minig Yofa, which the Rama is advocating because of Rashi, he would be covering his bases, or she would be covering her bases, even as far as the Shiltos is concerned. Why? Because he says the Shiltos does recognize the validity of a Chafifa Bayom. We must have some sort of Chafifa Balayla for the Tvila, and that would be fulfilled through the Srika on Motzi Shabbos. So she starts the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, she does a Srika on Motzi Shabbos. Lamaisa, the Chafifa of Erev Shabbos is a valid Chafifa, and that we saw from the Shas Adchak that the Shiltos recognizes that. And now the Srika of Motzi Shabbos would be okay. But what is the Taz trying to gain from me? Let's just calculate it. The Taz is bothered by the following scenario. Let's say I'm an Ashkenazi Jew. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Shiltos. The Gaon Mivilna paskins that Rov Poskim hold like the Shiltos. And now what you're going to do is, in the context of the Rama, you're going to advocate a Minig Yofa which undermines the Shiltos. Okay, you might say that the Rama accepts Rashi. But I'm not comfortable with that. The Machaber doesn't accept Rashi. Rav Poskim don't accept Rashi. Why would I put myself into a minig yafa situation which undermines the sheet of the shiltos?
Right.
That's the agenda of the Taz. The Taz wants to suggest that even though we must be committed to the shiltos, and we can't just mach mitahent, you know, and wipe away the shiltos, nevertheless, the minig yafa, which reflects Rashi Shita, would be acceptable, albeit, you know, as a fallback position, even according to the Shultons. Why? Because A, she starts the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos Mibiyon, which, according to the Shultos, is acceptable. B'Shas Hadchak, for example, had Motzei Shabbos been Yontif, then the Shultos would advocate, in fact, the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, Bayom. And number two, the Srika was implemented on Motzei Shabbos, Balaila Samuch Litvilos. The Beis Yosef, on the other hand, in the Shulchan Aruch, completely omits this Minig Yafa, because the Beis Yosef, A, goes hook, line, and sinker with the Shiltos. He has no reason to accept and fall back on a Chafifa Bayom. Correct? And again, according to the Beis Yosef's understanding of the Shiltos, Chafif has got to be Balaila, and that's essential. So this whole Minig Yof has to be dropped like a hot potato.
Right.
And what are you going to tell me? Well, you want to satisfy Rashi? That's it. You satisfied Rashi with the Chafif of Balaila.
That's right. That's what he wants.
So if you ask me, I would say that the ball is in the court of the Ramah, so to speak. The burden of proof, the Motzi Mechavel Haraya, is in the Ramah, and that's because the Ramah, again, is working with two premises. Number one, that we pass like Rashi against the Shiltos, and number two, that even though Rashi would require Chafif of Balaila in the case of Motzi Shabbos, nevertheless, Rashi doesn't want to drop the ball on Chafifas Yom, which has a great advantage, and therefore let's have both a Chafif Bayom and some sort of quasi Chafifa Balaila, which is going to be this Miktas Chafifa with Srika. And it comes out that Rashi, according to the tour, has an Indian to be Machayev a Chafifa on Erev Shabbos. Correct? That's the way the Torah understands, and therefore the Torah advocates this minhag yofa to satisfy Rashi Shita, to have a Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, because we're not going to completely obliterate the advantage and the significance of a Chafifa Bayom. And it comes out that the Ramah is very consistent, because he thinks that we pass like Rashi, and he thinks probably that the Torah is trying to satisfy Rashi, which I have no doubt he is. The Torah is trying to satisfy Rashi by requiring a Chafifa Bayom on Erev Shabbos, and therefore the Chafifa has to be on Erev Shabbos. But on the other hand, you know, we've got to have some, you know, some touch base with the Shiltos to some extent, and therefore we're going to have the Srika Balaila on Motzi Shabbos. Now, again, keep in mind that the Ramad makes a comment here earlier in Sif Gimel that does seem to reflect Rashi, and that fits very well consistently with the Ramad. He writes, "B'shas hadchak she'efshal alochuf bayom utzricha alochuf balayla yichol alasos." That's an interesting language. Yichol alasos. You know, that's his interpretation, his twist on Rashi, that, you know, when the Chafif has to be Balaila, Yechola Lasos, meaning she can do the Chafif of Balaila, but then he adds the following comment, Ubilvad Shalot Temayr Lebesa, V'tachuf Karoy, meaning we should give her a whole Musa Shmuz, that if she's doing the Chafif of Balaila, my point is that the Ramah consistently is trying to satisfy this halacha of Shalot Tehei Mu'memes Lebesa, and the advantage of Chafifa Bayom, which you can do it with great care and without being pressured. So I see it over and over again. Number one, I see in the Ramos says that if she's going to do the Chafifa Balaila in that Shas Adchak situation, we got to warn her with a finger, you know, be careful to do the Chafifa Balaila in an adequate, slow, methodical way. Number two, we should advocate In the case of Motzei Shabbos, when the Chafifa is Balayla, that she start the process of Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, that's the Minig Yofa. And all this is to satisfy Rashi, because we don't drop the ball on Chafifa's Yom. And everything seems to fit into a beautiful picture in which the Beis Yosef doesn't have Chafifa's Yom, according to Rashi. That's a nice advantage. It's a cherry on top of the ice cream whenever it's feasible. But Chafifa Balayla is perfectly acceptable. And therefore, from the Beis Yosef's perspective, in the case of Motzei Shabbos, the Chafifa is going to be Balayla according to everybody, B'Modashach. Whether they all like the Shiltos, for sure Chafifa is Balayla. And even if you hold by Rashi, then the Chafifa is Balayla. I, Rashi, is in favor and advocates to Chafifa Bayom. Okay, if it's possible, that's what you do. But the Beis Yosef doesn't want to get into trouble here with a Minig Yofa that might undermine the Shiltos' position, because the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like the Shiltos. And if the Beis Yosef only found three Rishonim who agree with the Shiltos, namely the Rashba, the Rambam, and the Rif, the Gaon already says it's Rov Poskim. So we really have to take the Shiltos pretty seriously. And the last point I want to make, and then I'll let you go, is the Sidrei Tara. The Sidrei Tara here in Sif Katan Yud Aleph says that we accept Tosfos Ladina, and there's an afkamina. He says, according to Rashi, what happens in the following scenario? Bemazed, she deliberately omitted Chafifa Biyom. Okay? She was a bad girl, according to Rashi. And she didn't do the Chafifa Biyom. He says the following. Muteres lachuf litbol balat. Correct? Because again, we're going according to Shitas Rashi, the way Tosus understood Rashi. The way Tosus understood Rashi, unlike the Tur, Rashi likes the idea of Chafifa Biyom. But that's not what it really is all about. And therefore, even if she was a bad girl and she didn't do this advantageous Chafifa Biyom, so what? Let her do the Chafifa Balat. Says the Sidrei Tara, but according to the Shiltos, what happens in the opposite scenario? In b'mezid chafafa bayom, and then acharkach is yaled ones b'meshech b'hemshech halayla v'lo yachla lachuf. So in other words, she was not able to fulfill the halach of chafifa balayla. Says the Sidrei Tara, eina yachola litva. This Rabbo saying the Sidrei Tara is exactly what we've been saying. That Rashi's push for Chafifa Bayom is a nice cherry on top. It's a luxury, it's advantageous, but it's not the Iker Din Chafifa. But the Shiltos, Lo Tochav El Balayla, means that the way that Chafifa was established, it was a Laila Halacha. She deliberately put herself into a situation where she did the Chafifa Bayom, thinking that's okay. Maybe she would have had the option of doing another Chafifa Balayla, but as fate would have it, she was an onus and she couldn't do the Chafifa Balayla. Forget it. She was not Makayim the Takon of Chafifa. She's going to have to push off her tefillah for another day. And the reason why I mentioned the Sidrei Tara to you is because if we assume A, that the Mechaber paskins like the Shiltos, and B, that the Gaon says V'chein pasku rov haposkim, then we should be taking the Sidrei Tara very seriously. Now again, I'm not paskining halacha l'maisa, but I'm wondering what would be in such a scenario. The Sidrei Tara is saying that she's going to have to postpone her Leil Tefillah because she deliberately undermined the halach of Chafifa the way it was established according to the Shiltos' understanding. V'chein kosu rova poskim, says the Gaon, that Chafifa's got to be Belial. She did not do a Chafifa Belial. What happens halach of Maisa to a woman who didn't do Chafifa Belial? If you're talking about a Shasad Chak, so then Shiltos says that if Motzei Shabbos was Yontif, when is she going to do the Chafifa? She's going to do it on Erev Shabbos. Correct? So again, as I emphasize over and over again, the Shiltos has to recognize the efficacy of Chafifa Bayom. But that's only B'Shas HaDchak. She deliberately put herself into a situation of Kaviyachol Shas HaDchak, which was not Shas HaDchak. And according to Sidrei Tara, she's in deep trouble. What about if I was the Rav, I would paskin that she should go to the mikveh anyway. Because, you know, with Lel, Onasa, we got to get her. But I'm not sure what the
poskim that would hold it's okay. So it's,
I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe there's poskim who would advocate in favor of the Ramah that we paskin like Rashi.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, the Rav was a nice, if you're a nice rabbi to rely on. Okay. Yeah, what do you say, Rav?
If you're an Ashkenazi and you're paskin like the Ramah, so the Ramah says beferish that you have to, you should do it erev on a normal day, a normal Thursday night. That she should tochu beforehand and then go to mikveh. There's no tchafifa at night.
Well, again, you know, I'm not saying that that's what you'll find in the Ramah. You know, that's a little bit extreme.
Isn't that what you're saying?
The Ramah says,
if the Ramah is following Rashi,
again, let's
then
just,
in a normal Thursday night, she should be chofeh beforehand.
Again, the Ramah is a little bit sensitive here. It's very complicated. Why? The Ramah on the one hand says, efshar la lachuf bayom, if she cannot do the chafif bayom, utzricha lachuf balayla, then we have to warn her, shalotamayer lebesa v'tochuf karu.
It's mashma that if you can,
you're
that's
right.
Preferable.
You're okay. Rabbi, we're good. We're on the same team. But let me read to you another line in the Ramah. You know, again, that's what I'm saying. The Ramah is very complicated. The Ramah writes, "Bishas adchak shetzricha lachuf bayom." What's that?
That must.
That sounds like a shildo.
That's a motzi Shabbos din.
In other words, what I'm suggesting to you is the possibility that the Ramah is really riding both bicycles here. You know, he's posting about Shtei Asifin.
He's talking about motzi Shabbos.
And where do I see this in the Ramah? The Ramah, right? No, he's not up to motzi Shabbos yet. This is the Sif Gimel where we're talking about the classical chafifa, right?
Yeah, but he's
saying
he wants to start the day.
No, let's go to Motzi Shabbos. Chal tvi loss of a Motzi Shabbos, correct? Says the Ramah, minag yofe shetirchatz heitev b'erev Shabbos. I don't know. Minag yofe sounds like let's satisfy the sheet of Rashi. I'm not sure that there are paskins like Rashi.
I don't know if that's it.
But just one second. Let me ask you another question. What would you do? How would you paskin halacha lemaisa in a machlokas between the Ramah and the Gaon Mivilna? And you're an Ashkenazi Jew. I'm not sure what the answer to that question is. Again, I have a great deal of respect for the Ramah. He was the best. You know, he was almost like a Rishon, the Ramah. He lived at that, you know, that the twilight zone. The Gaon was much, much later. The Gaon is in the 1700s, right? The Ramah is in the 1500s. 2 centuries later. But for this week, the God is the God. And he writes for Chaim, on the sock of the Machaber, he writes for Chaim, Kosfu, Rov, HaPosim.
You're talking like a literature Rov. Okay, you're
not. Is that terrible?
I don't know. You would not hear that.
My
you
father was very proud of the fact that he was a Litvak.
You wouldn't hear that.
My father was a Litvak in Poland.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. I'm just saying, the truth of the matter is that Mikan V'Elech, to finish this project that we started, which I don't have the kaychas for, I just want to go on to a new topic next week. Right? Next, what's today? Wednesday, what? Next week. The truth is, I'd have to do research in the poskim, meaning the Heintiger poskim, you know, the contemporary poskim from the time in the Chochmas Adam, you know, from Danzig, the Aruch HaShulchan, and leading up to, if you really want to be contemporary, there's the Bari HaShulchan. I don't know if you like that sefer or not, but it became extremely popular. There are people today who paskin from that sefer. I think that's crazy, but that's what they do. But Feivel Cohen, I mean, he's a great guy. I like him a lot. But that would be the next piece of research. But to write off, you know, to write off the shiltas, I would not want to do so. You know, with all due respect, I think the shiltas should be taken quite seriously. I'm not even sure how the Ramah paskins.
Learning Rashi.
Ramah definitely wants to satisfy.
Learning Rashi the wrong way.
Yeah, I think Ramah's going along with the shiltas because he belongs to the Gaon Club.
Yeah. Gotcha. They were both guiding.
Right.